Carlson on the piano. He plays solo. He accompanies singers such as Maud Hickson. He plays in larger bands, too. Where does Rick get his inspiration? Well, it's from pretty old, well-crafted music.
I like Billy Strayhorn. I think there's nothing like him. I like Duke Ellington. It's almost the same thing sometimes. I like Harold Arlen. I like Jerome Kern. I like what tend to be the oldest of the Tin Pan Alley, the American Songbook composers.
Rick, when you're playing solo, you frequently play in the background at social occasions.
I'll get hired at a country club to play background music for a dinner.
But if someone is listening, they're going to hear some of the great songs, and you seem to favor style of playing that Fats Waller was noted for, stride piano.
I do. If I'm playing a wallpaper gig and I happen to catch somebody listening, then I will try to show off. I'll stride like Waller because not many piano players do anymore. It's becoming a lost art. It's becoming the steam engine of piano.
We're speaking with pianist Rick Carlson. The Waller style of piano that you play, it's a great accompanying style. And you're always carrying the rhythm, you're always carrying the chord structure, and then it's up to you to put on the variations on the melody with your right hand.
Exactly. Stride is a good tool not only when you're soloing, because you are the whole band. You're the bass, you're the drummer, you're the soloist. And you're the horns, sometimes. It's also a great tool for backing singers if it is only piano, if it's only you, and for the same reason, you're the band.
Most of your playing is in the form of making singers sound good.
I work as much as I do because I like being an accompanist. For me, what I want to happen musically is I want to elicit an emotional response in the listener. And while it's sometimes possible to do that with a really pretty ballad by yourself, your biggest gun is the lyric. It is always the lyric. And so sometimes it's as though I'm playing the singer. I know the lyric. I make it a point to know the lyric so that what I do underneath complements it. And if you back a singer in such a way that she only has to spare 10% of her brain for you, she can spend 90% of her brain on herself and on her lyric and interpreting things in such a way that we get an emotional response. And that's what I want.
Rick, give us a great example of what you're talking about.
There is a tune written by Billy Strayhorn called Lotus Blossom. It was written as an instrumental without lyrics. A man named Roger Shore came along and put lyrics to it, and now it's called Lotus Blossom Days. The tune itself is pretty enough to make you cry, but the lyrics this guy put on it make me cry just about every time I play it for Maud. Maud sings it. Of the singers I work with, she's the only one who does.
Autumn now finds me wandering. Where is the sun? Autumn's blue smoke have faded into a haze. Gone is the girl and gone is the boy and gone lotus blossom days. Thank you.
where speaking with piano player Rick Carlson, you play solo, you play in duets, but it's different when you play in a big band setting.
A thing cannot swing if it can't breathe, and it can't breathe if it's too cluttered. And clutter gets caused by more than one guy trying to do the same thing at the same time. So in a four-piece bassy style rhythm section, you've got the bass, so you don't need to do that. You've got the rhythm guitar playing four to the bar like Freddie Green, so you don't need the other stroke of your left hand. You've got the horns carrying the melody and their own background, so you don't need to do that.
Given all that, Rick, there are pieces that are written for the piano.
Yep, that's a big field. I'll narrow it to bassy. Bassy might as well have been a Minnesotan in that he was not self-promoting. He was shy, he was a man of very few words, and he did not often feature himself, almost not at all, for an entire tune. One of the exceptions is the All of Me arrangement by Billy Byers, which was built as a piano feature for Bassy.
And Bassy's work is what you used as a model when you played All of Me with the Wolverines.
Absolutely. In fact, I shamelessly ripped off Bassy almost note for note on that arrangement, and I continue to do it for this day. I've been on that band for 36 years, and I still play it pretty much the same way every time because it's so perfect, and it works with the band and with the arrangement and has little elements of humor and whimsy to it that I can't improve on it. So I go with what works, and I stick with it.
A little of the big band work by Rick Carlson. He was with the Wolverines there. Rick plays solo, as an accompanist to singers, and in larger groups. Web address is rickcarlson.net. We'll go out on a bit of a tune he wrote. Rick has actually composed a number of pieces that he's holding back for just the right lyricist. This one is called The Little Ballad. Rick Carlson on the piano. Web address, rickcarlson.net. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.